Yeah. I mean, listen, nonprofits, it's been a real challenge in this era of COVID. And obviously during my time when I was at NBC Connecticut, I did a fair amount of stuff with Make-A-Wish Connecticut. It's a great organization. And we want to welcome in Karen Buckman from Make-A-Wish Connecticut right here on the Morning Show with Ray and Brian. Good morning.
Hey, Karen.
Good morning, Ray and Brian. Thank you so much for allowing me to be here and talk about our Walk for Wishes.
Yeah, so we'll get to the Walk for Wishes, the May the 15th in the morning from 8 to 12. Just a couple quick questions about how things have been going for you. I mean, to me, more importantly than the fundraising, which is equally important, but giving the wishes, like how have you had to adapt? I mean, now we're sort of getting out of it, but what's it been like trying to do your work through this?
It's a really good question, and because of COVID, our revenue has been, it's projected to be down by 50% because a lot of our funds are raised through events, and those events, of course, have had to be canceled, but that doesn't mean that wishes and hope are canceled either, and we have been able to pivot really agilely, and we have been granting wishes. In fact, last year during COVID, we granted 105 wishes, but obviously we can't grant travel wishes, and all travel and large gathering wishes have had to been postponed, and we have about 150 of those in the pipeline waiting to be granted as soon as we can. But we are granting wishes, wishes that we call project wishes or hope at home wishes, like swimming pools and room makeovers and lots of puppy wishes and wishes to give back, like unified lounges for high school and swing sets and play sets and wishes like that spas and hot tubs that we are able to grant. And obviously we're raising funds as fast and furiously as we can, so we can grant those 150 wishes that are on hold as soon as we're able to do so.
Karen, make a wish. I mean, I think we all know kind of more or less what it's about, but who are the kids you help? Are some of them, they're seriously ill for one, but number two, any other conditions?
Our mission is to create life-changing wishes for children with critical illnesses.
That's what I thought.
And critical illnesses, but that doesn't necessarily mean terminal illnesses.
Okay,
so
good.
That has changed over the years. So we grant wishes for children who by their medical, you know, their medical providers have deemed critical. And there are a whole list of qualifications and many, many illnesses that qualify that you can be found, that can be found on our website. But yes, that is what we do. And those wishes give kids more than just a temporary escape. They give them a wellspring of strength to keep fighting for better days.
We're talking with Karen Buckman from Make-A-Wish Connecticut. You know, in terms of the fundraising side of it, moving forward with this walk, I mean, I assume the walk was canceled last year. Is that correct? Or did you do a virtual or what happened?
We did a virtual walk last year. In fact, last year we needed to pivot and host all of our events virtually. So this year is the first time that we are hosting an in-person event at our brand new wishing place. And we've had to make a lot of accommodations to make sure that it is safe and comfortable for folks to come together.
Where's it going to be?
Our wishing place is at 56 Commerce Drive in Trumbull. We call it our home for hope and healing. It's brand new, and it hasn't even been officially opened yet. So folks who come to the walk get a sneak peek of that place on our brand new 6.5-acre park-like campus.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, it's beautiful. What we found is that, you know, the wish is one event, but that's not the whole event. Having a wish is an entire journey for wish kids and their families. From the moment they find out that they're going to have a wish, the choosing of the wish, the anticipation and the planning of the wish gives them that hope that's so important that we've seen how important hope is this year. And then they have the wish, which is the event, and it's life-changing. But the journey continues because then they're part of our Make-A-Wish family, and we have so many engagement activities and connections with other wish kids and families that these kids and families desperately need to have that association and those connections to feel like they're not alone and that they're not so isolated and there are others going through, you know, those circumstances too. And so this Home for Hope and Healing is designed to do that.
So this Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon, give us a little bit of detail on the rules of the road in terms of signups, in terms of donating, and in terms of, I don't know if there are social distancing and mask elements to the walk.
Sure. So it is this Saturday from 8 to noon. You can register at ct.wish.org/walk. And you register for a particular time slot. There are 4 one-hour time slots between 8 and 12. And when you arrive, you check in at your designated time slot. You walk masked with the group or the team that you come with, and it's a fluid staggered walk, so their social distance is automatically, okay, you know, in place, and we've tried to mitigate all COVID, okay, precautions through that way. And there are tons of surprises and magicians and balloon artists and things and giveaways, okay, along the way.
Is it gonna be face painting?
Not face painting, good, this year, because, again, with COVID and masks, good, that's a little rough.
Same good deal. By the way, Saturday doesn't look bad. High near 70, chance for a shower or two, and it's still early. So, anyway, give the website again. You can also make a donation online if you can't walk.
That's true, and people can walk virtually if they're not comfortable gathering in person. So the website, again, is ct.wish.org/walk.
Okay. Thanks for being on. Good luck.
Thank you so much, and have a great day. And maybe you'll come visit us sometime.
Absolutely.
Certainly
once,
will.
Once they let us out of the barn.
Yeah, they won't let us go out. But we don't get out much.
Karen Buckman from Make-A-Wish, thanks, Connecticut. Karen. And that's one of those organizations where sometimes you're not sure about, you know, where the money goes.
Exactly.
This is very directed, and you see the results of whatever
you
what?
Give. It's concrete. I mean, you can actually take a look at these experiences.
And I mean, I'm blessed with relatively good health. I mean, this is stuff that it just breaks your heart to see kids suffer. So,
she did. There was that change. Used to be kids that were
terminal.
I hate to say that,
but that's not the
but
case.
Now it's just, you know, leukemia, which you generally as a kid can recover from. Generally, so there you go. A lot of work being done in that area. Yes, sir.